summer really seems to be upon us. You guys know that the temperature has been climbing, and so has the UV index. But do you really know how to protect your skin from the harmful sun rays? I'm Brian Ju, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It's Wednesday, June 15th, 2022, and we just heard Oh My Girl, Tropical Love. Now, did you guys know that June is the month with the highest UV index of the year? A lot of people thought it was July or August, but it's not. It's not when the sun seems to be scorching us to death, but it's actually June, when the weather is mild and nice and we're actually doing a lot of outdoor activities. So here are some tips to make sure you guys are using your sunscreen properly and not leaving any body parts unprotected from the sun's harmful rays. When you put sunscreen on your face, do you remember to put it on your lips as well? I think that's a lot of areas that people don't protect at all because you think it's my lips. It's not going to get sunburned. Actually, you'd be surprised. It's an area that you think won't need sunscreen. But however, it is an area that is continuously exposed to the UV rays and can be very harmful when sunburned. It might be convenient to use a UV blocking lip balm, not just a regular lip balm, but make sure it's a UV blocking lip balm throughout the day to keep your lips moist and protected from the sun's UV rays. Also, remember your ears, guys. The upper part of your auricle can be exposed to the sunlight, of course, especially if you're in the car sitting on one side facing the sun for a long time. You guys have to remember to put sunscreen on your ear or wearing a long-brimmed hat, not just a baseball cap, because, you know, that's not just a good alternative. It's a smart thing to do. Make sure you wear your sunscreen all over. And of course, if you're a driver like me, put it on the hand. I would put it on my left hand because when you're driving with your window down, your one hand gets burnt. People don't realize this. You got to protect your arms and your body from the sun. Now, some other parts that you should be mindful of are your feet as well. A lot of people are like, I don't need it on my feet. Guys, when you go to the beach, don't you wear flip-flops or sandals? Or the back of your neck as well. And your collarbone. Remember, these places are very important and you need a generous amount of sunscreen. And be sure to reapply every 4 to 5 hours and you'll be set to enjoy the sun. You know, before you go out to the beach or just a drink outside in front of your house with your friends, make sure you protect yourself first. With that said, it is going to be a hot, hot summer, you guys. Everyone's predicting it's going to be one of the hottest summers of the year. So we got 17 with Hot. That was Hot by 17, and we have a quick announcement for you guys on various ways you guys can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download completely for free, and you guys can listen to us and enjoy our show through the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. You can enjoy, and of course, more details, of course, from our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr. Our KBS World Radio English service page on the Book of Faces, or follow us on the gram at KBS K-Pop. You guys can enjoy KBS World Radio's K-Pop programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. If you are in Malaysia, make sure to download the Shok, S-Y-O-K app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming of your favorite K-Pop shows. And if you're tuning in via podcast, make sure to rate us 5 stars so more listeners can find us and listen to us and hear my voice. There you go. And hear all the latest K-pop music, of course. And speaking of that, we got 2 K-pop songs coming your way right now. We've got IVE with Love Dive and Jay Park, Park Jae-bum with Kanadara featuring IU. Would you like coffee or maybe KPT. Alrighty, you guys know by now what this segment is all about. It's where we have a little chit-chat to refuel you if you're tired, or wind you down if you're getting ready for bed. Whatever it is, we're going to be talking about everything and anything to spark up a conversation. Now, I really wanted to share this update because I thought it wasn't getting enough media exposure that it deserves. Now, a personal friend that I know, songwriter and producer Chancellor, took part in the Grammys Reimagined at Home with his take on Dolly Parton's 1973 classic, I Will Always Love You, earlier this month, becoming the first Korean artist to take part in the series. Now, the Grammy Reimagined at Home is Grammy.com's performance series spotlighting artists putting new spins on songs that gained recognition at Grammy Awards in the past. Now, I Will Always Love You, guys, you guys don't know, was not only made popular by Dolly Parton and earned her a Grammy nomination in the 1983 Grammys, of course, in the Best Country Vocal Performance and Female category, but I'm sure you guys all heard, and we all know it here in Korea, the Whitney Houston version, the soulful, the reinterpretation of the song, which became a record breaker, spending about 14 weeks on the top of the Billboard Hot 100. Now, it went on to earn the Record of the Year Golden Gramophone at the Grammy Awards in 1994. That's a long time ago. Now, if you haven't had a chance, make sure to check out the Chancellor's version. His rendition of the song with Grammy.com describes as soulful and smooth as butter, with both Houston and Parton having equal claim to his influence in the performance. There you guys go. As for what Chancellor has been doing lately, he switched management and released his second full-length album last year, while he also took part as a producer for Kang Daniel's latest full-length album, The Story, released last month. So, of course, since we're talking about my boy Chancellor, we gotta listen to some songs. Of course, this is Kang Daniel, Upside Down, of course, lyrics by Chancellor, and then we gotta hear his own voice. We got Chancellor with Midnight featuring Gecko. It's a lead track for the second full-length album, y'all. Requests and responses. We love hearing from you guys. All right, I'm going to stop with that rock voice. We're always tuned in to what songs you guys want to listen to next, of course, and we're here to read all your messages and blast out your requested songs, and you guys have to stick with us to the end of the show to find out who might have won a prize today. Now, the winner will be announced right before the close of the show. Now, remember, we closely keep track of all our message boards, the Gram, the KBS World Radio, English Service, Book of Faces page, and for all your comments wherever we can. So, be sure to send them in because we love to hear from y'all. Now we're going to start off with some beautiful messages. Well, the first one is actually the first message before we get it officially started, because we have to play a song for you guys. And the first request is from Hey Bada Bay on the Gram. Now the message is, hi DJ Brian, could you play a song about Basic, Meeting Is Easy, Parting Is Hard, featuring Leela Mars? Because it is true, parting from someone is harder to do than said. That's very true, because, you know, I've had relationships with friends where they'd had to leave me here in Korea, or even when I first came to Korea, I had to leave all my friends back in the States to come here, and it's never easy. You think, you know, I'm going to see you again, and it's true, you will one day, but you never know when that day will come. But thankfully, nowadays, you know, technology is so advanced, we have video chats, we can chat on all these apps and stuff like that, but back in the day, it was harder. We didn't have apps like that, so we missed our friends more. But nowadays, we're so, you know, so close to our phones and being able to, you know, reach out to people through our smartphones, I feel like we don't miss people as much. But back in the day, it was way harder. So I hear you, Hey Bada Bay. So we're going to play that song for you right now. This is Basic, Meeting Is Easy, Parting Is Hard. 만남은 쉽고 이별은 어려워, featuring Leela Mars. 만남은 쉽고 이별은 어려워, 눈빛에 뵈듯 우리 날카. Welcome back to Requests and Responses. And we're going to get into some of your requests right now. Of course, the first song that we had played was a request. And it was Basic with Meeting is Easy, Parting is Hard, 만남은 쉽고 이별은 어려워, featuring Lila Mars. Now, our next request is from the gram. The ID is at PCA underscore whale droid. Now, the message is, Hi, DJ Brian. I want to request a song, 혼자 하는 약속 by Fly to the Sky. Thank you for playing my request song. Oh my gosh. You know, the funny thing is, you requested a song that we sang, and I do not remember singing this song. That just shows that we have so many songs on our albums, and sometimes we'll record a song, and we never get to perform it, so I kind of forget what songs I sang, so I'm actually looking forward to hearing this song too. So thank you for the request and reminding me of a song I sang that I didn't even know I sang. Now, moving on to the next, we have one from at Bomi Lee. The message is, Hey Brian, could you play Friends by Lil Boy and Wonstein? Okay, that's what we do here. We're going to play all your requests, Bomi Lee. I actually want to hear this song too, because I'm not really familiar with the song. And this is one thing about this program, is because not only are we actually spreading K-pop to the world, you know, as a DJ, I'm learning as well. You know, I do other things, and people are like, oh, why don't you know this song? I'm sorry, I don't turn the radio on. I have other things going on. So I'm with you guys. I'm here to learn with you guys. So with no further ado, this is my old group, Fly to the Sky, Promise Myself, 혼자 하는 약속. And we have Lil Boy and Wonstein with Friends. We just heard Wonstein and Lil Boy with Friends. And before that, we had Fly to the Sky, Promise Myself, 혼자 하는 약속. And the funny thing is, as the song was going out, I told the producer, I was like, I know that's my voice, but I do not remember singing the song. That's how many songs we've recorded in the past. And it's sad because, you know, as an artist, you do want to remember the music that you've worked on. And the song itself, I was like, wow, this is a pretty good song. I just wish we performed it. It's one of those songs you record, you put it on the album, you never get to perform on stage. So it's just withered away. I'm sorry. So hopefully I'll have to catch up on my own songs that I don't know about. But for now, we're going to get into your requests, of course, and continue on your requests on requests and responses. And the next one is from at BlueCL267. Hello, DJ Brian. I would like to listen to Power Up by Red Velvet. Thank you. All right. With no further ado, we're going to get that ready for you. I'm going to try to rhyme all day. And then the last request of the week is from Mizan Rahman 23857. It says, Hi, Brian Ju. I listen to you and K-pop Connection regularly. I like K-pop. Please play Yesterday by NCTU. All righty. Well, there you guys have it. We have our last two requests of the day. And if you guys want to find out which one of these requests we chose as the winner, you're going to have to find out to the end of our show, because we're going to announce it then. But for now, we're going to play your request. We do have Red Velvet Power Up requested by BlueCL267 and NCTU with Yesterday by Mizan Rahman 23857. All right, guys, welcome back. You know what time it is. It is time for us to choose our winner today for requests and responses. And guess who we chose? You want to find out? Get ready for the drum roll. And we have at BlueCL267. Congratulations. 축하합니다. 축하합니다. I don't got time for that. Anyways, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email address. That's kpop@kbs.co.kr. And guess what? we're going to send you a prize. So keep an eye out for that prize. And for those of you guys tuning in right now, keep your requests coming in because we love to play for you. And if we haven't played it for you today, don't worry about it because we play for you throughout the week. Now we're going to play two songs back to back, which are probably requests. We don't know their names, the request people's names, but we're going to play the songs for you guys now. So if it's your song, be like, hooray, they played my song. We have Kyungso with Dear My Ex, 나의 ex에게, and Big Bang with Still Life, 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울. 우리 다시 만날래, 예쁘게 빛나던 모든 추억들이 너무 그리워. 너의 푸른 밤의 꿈, 가을 타 겨울 내린 눈, 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울. Alrighty, guys, that's all the time that we have for today. And taking us out, we have Im Young-woon with If We Ever Meet Again. 다시 만날 수 있을까? Our producer is Sophia Hong. I'm Brian Ju. Our writer is Karen Choi. And this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now if you want, only if you want. 너를 위해 해줄 것이 하나 없어서 보낼 수밖에